Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 31st, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, a few weeks ago, Apple started the process of discontinuing the iTunes Movie Trailers application, instead pushing users towards the Apple TV app. In a new update today, Apple has killed the dedicated iTunes Movie Trailers app once and for all. A new update to the iTunes Movie Trailers app on iPhone simply shows a splash screen that says Apple TV app is the new home of iTunes Movie Trailers, with a button that takes you directly to the TV app on your device where you can keep watching trailers. If you're starting from scratch, you can access the new trailers section of the TV app by going to the Store tab, then scrolling down until you see the Watch the Latest Trailers headline. The iTunes Movie Trailers application was first released back in 2011, and it gave users a dedicated way to watch trailers for upcoming films. The downside to what's been changed today is that, in addition to the fact that the new trailers interface is buried in the TV app, you also lose all of the filtering, sorting, and chart data that made the dedicated app unique. Instead, the new interface in the TV app is simply a tiled grid of different trailers with no sorting or filtering options whatsoever. And finally, Apple has also discontinued the dedicated website for iTunes Movie Trailers, including its classic iTunes era design, with the old trailers.apple.com URL now taking you to the Apple TV website. In other news today, just under a year ago, Apple launched a new security research hub, along with an upgraded bug bounty program and the ability for researchers to apply for the Security Research Device Program. Starting today, for a limited time, Apple has now opened up applications for next year's Security Research Device Program, and the main goal of the program is to provide an iPhone exclusively dedicated to security researchers, along with dedicated help to get started, to go deeper, or to improve the efficiency of that person's research work on iOS. Apple says that since the Security Research Device Program launched in 2019, over 130 security critical vulnerabilities have been found by researchers, turning the program into something that makes critical contributions to iOS as a platform. The rewards for those bugs have also increased. Apple says that over 100 findings have earned a payout from the Bug Bounty Program, with multiple awards reaching the $500,000 level, and a median award amount of $18,000. An iPhone obtained through the Security Research Device Program is essentially a jailbroken iPhone for security researchers that allows those people to dig deeper into iOS and to find those critical vulnerabilities. But with that in mind, availability is severely limited, and security researchers only have until October 31st to apply. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze makes backing up and accessing your data astonishingly easy. For just $7 a month, you get unlimited backup for Macs, PCs, and businesses, letting you save your documents, music, photos, videos, and everything else right to the cloud. You can access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the Backblaze website or via a dedicated application on your iPhone. But here's one of the coolest things about Backblaze. If you lose all of your data, you can go to Backblaze and request a hard drive with your data be shipped right to your door. You can then use that hard drive to restore your data, then simply send the drive back to Backblaze within 30 days and get a full refund. Backblaze is the one company to trust to back up all of your data and has restored over 55 billion files for its customers. You can get a 15-day, no credit card required free trial by going to backblaze.com/daily or just hit the link in the show notes below. Again, backblaze.com/daily, and my thanks to Backblaze for supporting the show. Rounding out today, Apple has been rumored to be considering 3D printing as part of its product design process and its production process. A new report this week from Bloomberg offers additional details on how and when that change will happen. Bloomberg says that Apple will deploy its first use of 3D printing as a test run with certain models of the upcoming Apple Watch Series 9. This marks a major change to how Apple manufactures its products, and the goal is intended to both increase the speed at which product assembly can occur, while also decreasing the amount of environmental impact. The story says that Apple will start this process with certain models of the Apple Watch Series 9. The company is expected to contain the test run to select stainless steel models, which make up just around 10% of all Apple Watch purchases. The vast majority of Apple Watches that are sold are made from aluminum, and Apple hasn't made headway on mass producing 3D printed enclosure with aluminum. Apple is using a technique of 3D printing called binder jetting to create the Apple Watch's general outline at close to its actual size, or what's known in manufacturing as the near net shape. The print is made with a powdered substance, which afterward goes through a process called sintering. That uses heat and pressure to squeeze the material into what feels like traditional steel, and the exact design and cutouts are then milled, like in previous processes. Apple has been working on this project for around the last 3 years, and Bloomberg explains that it's been an expensive upfront investment for Apple, but in the long run, it should simplify production and lower cost. For now, the cost per watch case with the new process is around the same as the prior method. Again, this new 3D printing process is expected to start with the Apple Watch Series 9 in stainless steel this year, but chances are most consumers won't actually know if their device was made with 3D printing or using more traditional production techniques. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Mastodon, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.